Welcome to the Divine Union Podcast, a place that will invite you to connect to life in all the ways: inner union with self, sacred union in relationship, and oneness with the cosmos. An invitation to expand your edges so you can live this life fully with all of your being. I'm your host, Nicola Navone. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Divine Union Podcast. If this is your first episode and you are tuning in, you are in for a real treat. And welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. Today, we will be discussing passion versus safety and how to have both in relationship. I am so excited to talk about this topic. I love talking about passion, and I love talking about misconceptions around passion, around safety. In fact, this is a topic that'll be in one of the books that I'm writing. More than a couple years out, it is fully being baked. It takes time, baby, but I love this topic so much. So I'm so jazzed to be circling back with this on this episode today. So, passion versus safety. Now, why do I say versus? Because many people put these two at odds who don't fully understand how to cultivate healthy passion and healthy safety in relationship. Now, what is the way that many people think about passion? Yeah. The way that we understand passion in our society today is people think about highs and lows, that energy of a couple fighting and then makeup sex, right? They have that passion because they're fighting and then they have passion. Yeah. But there's just no sense of safety or stability within the relationship. And many think that that's what creates passion. Yeah, which, yes, you need elements of mystery. You need elements of surprise. We're going to talk about that to create passion. But you can still cultivate safety, which we're going to talk about because that's the point of this episode. So people think about passion, as highs and lows in relationship. That unhealthy, we are going to argue, we're going to come back together, argue, come back together. Or my partner does something that's disrespectful, so I'm going to run away, threaten the relationship, do something damaging, say something that's going to put them on edge just to make them come back and lean in. Right? That's that false sense of polarity, which polarity is the spark that creates magnetic attraction. I'm going to create that spark by making you come lean in towards me by threatening the relationship. You do that one more time and I'm out of this relationship. Yeah, and that's not healthy. That doesn't create healthy passion. That is not enlivening or fulfilling for either party in the relationship. So you've got one end of the spectrum like that extreme. And then you also see many couples on the other extreme. Yeah, that dynamic where you feel more like roommates than lovers. Yes, completely devoid of passion, but the sense of safety is there. Quote unquote, safety is there. Yeah. I know they'll never leave me. I know how much they care about me. I know they'll do anything for me. I know they'll put my needs above their own, some may say. Yeah. I know everything about them. They know everything about me. We're solid. We're best buddies. They rely on me deeply, so I know they'll never leave. I know how much they need me. I need them. I don't know what I'll do without you. I don't know who I'd be without you. Forgetting your own sovereign, independent beingness of who you are. That urge to merge is so strong. Now that sense of safety is really codependence, is massive codependence. Oftentimes, the way most people behave in relationship. So here's the thing. Do I want to share the thing yet? Let me think. Let me see where else I want to go with this. Now, I'm not going to share the thing yet. For passion to thrive, you need an element of mystery. You need an element. How do you create the mystery, actually? You create the mystery by sovereignty. Why? Why? Because with mystery, it's not always knowing what the person's going to do. It's not having them all figured out. It's not being able to control the other person. Not being able to control the situation always. The direction of the relationship. Not having control over that. And so mystery takes place because it's like, okay, I'm with a sovereign being. So at any moment they might say, hey, babe, like, I don't agree with that. Ooh, no, I want to do this, even though I know it doesn't jive with you. How do you feel about it? Let's talk about it. But they still have their own opinion. Yeah? Now, that is what helps the passion thrive. So you need that sovereignty. You need that mystery, that not knowing this. Okay, I am with a completely independent being, someone who is self-reliant, who may want my opinion, because you want them to want your opinion, to care about your opinion, to choose you, but not out of necessity, not out of codependence. I can't take care of myself, so I'm going to be with you. I can't be alone, so I'm going to be with you. Yeah, I can't bear to be in the unknown, so I'm going to be dependent. Or I'm going to tell you my every move because I'm afraid of loss of disconnection in the relationship. I'm not going to take space because I'm afraid to take space because it'll cause disconnection. So instead, I'm not going to maintain my sovereignty. I'm not going to do the practices that fill me up. I'm going to forego my yoga, my dates with my friends, my girlfriends, because of fear of taking the space. Many people have fear of taking the space. And the space is actually what makes the passion last. Esther Perel, a big mentor of mine, she says, fire needs air. Fire needs air. Yeah? You want to have fuego, you need aire. You need air of literally space and time. You need physical air. We actually need to not be together 24/7. You actually need to take space, take a day off, go spend a day with your friends, with the girls, with the boys, with whatever, the gender nonconforming individuals. Yeah? Do your own thing. You also need emotional space. I'm not going to share every detail about my life with you just out of boredom or to give us space to fill or time to fill just by sharing, oversharing. No, no, no. You want passion to last, you need to also keep space of your own mind. You need to have your own moments of intimacy with the universe. You need to have your own goals and dreams for the relationship, for yourself, that you don't share every bit. You let it unfold. You let the synchronicities happen. Maybe you know something's going to happen with your partnership and you let yourself imagine it without sharing it. Manifest it. You need to have your own mental space. You also need that separation so you can cultivate your own sense of identity. I'm not going to ask you for your advice on every which thing. I'm going to cultivate my own opinions about X. You might have your own views, partner, about how family dynamics should be navigated. And even though it might be difficult, I am actually going to cultivate my own view. Do I agree with that? Do I not? What aspects resonate? What don't? Where do I want to create my own values in these ways? Obviously, you want to have shared values as a coupledom, but that also comes from sharing of two different perspectives. That's how you help each other grow through the differences. Now, many don't understand that. So they go to this space of codependence to create a quote-unquote stable, secure relationship because they think, oh, if we're two different beings, then we're not the same. Then, you know, we're not a coupledom. Yeah? And there's extremes in many coupledoms. But if you want to actually have passion, you need to really be in your sovereignty. You need to find a way to work together, right? It's interdependence. That's what you want. what is that? That's a combination of dependence and independence. It's learning how to interdependent, how to relate together while maintaining your sovereignty. And many just go to dependence, or they go from dependence, or they are other coupledoms that are just independence. Yeah, and that's the passion versus the safety thing. And another example, exemplified in another way. I gotta lighten my energy, make it more playful. I'm gonna embody that now. So that's that end of it. That's the fiery end. Let's go to the safety, babies. Here is the thing. We're ready to share the thing. Are you ready? First, it's many couples think that safety, they confuse codependence with safety. I'm gonna share everything. I'm gonna know everything about you. You tell me everything that's on your mind. Yeah, we speak about every detail of our lives. Before we've reflected on it, before it's baked, before we formulated our own opinions on it. No, no siree, no madam, I'm not into it. Truth is, a relationship that thrives with passion, the safety, well, you don't actually, no one, you can't fully trust anyone but yourself. Honestly. Now, there's a saying I love, and it says, I don't know who created the saying, but it's a bird lands on a branch not knowing that the branch isn't going to break, but because it trusts its own ability to fly away. Your sense of safety in relationship needs to come from within. Are you safe? Are you able to take care of yourself if partner leaves you? Yeah? Are you able to take care of yourself if partner falls for somebody else? If partner treats you in a way that's disrespectful, or they threaten the relationship, or they leave, are you okay to be alone? Because the truth is, you can't put handcuffs on your partner. That's not real safety. Forcing them, putting people in boxes so they are not human, so they don't connect with other people, so they don't express themselves fully, using shame, using guilt, all these means that we've learned in our society to control. False sense of safety that's not real safety. Real safety, if you want to have passion with safety, you have to know that the only person in charge of your own safety is you. That's the thing. Now I shared the thing. Because you're never going to have passion otherwise if you don't let them be fully free, sovereign beings. Now, the safety can come with the communication. You can say, we commit to relating, to communicating, to expressing what's on our minds every given moment, to checking in. Are we serving the highest good of the relationship? Are we still aligned? Is the intention of the relationship still aligned? Yeah, safety can come with the communication, but you can't control if your partner changes their mind about you. They change their mind about themselves, if they feel something differently. People change over time. The only constant in life is change. But where the safety comes in is the safety is within, and it's the safety of the communication when you've learned how to cultivate a stable base of communication as a coupledom. This is why I teach this work. This is why I do this work. And it's a continuous practice of mine to embody this work. Because it takes work to work on your communication, to create an environment that feels safe for you both to want to communicate and to share. And that doesn't come through shame, through judgment, through those other crunchier means, manipulative means. And this is why I love incorporating play, because when you learn how to relate playfully as a couple, you both feel safe to express. You're both authentic. You both feel seen because you're not judging each other. And the passion is through the roof, baby. I know this because I live it. I know this because I see this in my clients' lives shift. When they take a more empowered approach to their life. That's why the work is around empowerment. around the energies, bringing balance to your being so you have balance in your expression, more ease of your communication, more play. You can access more play. Your relationship thrives, baby. The level of intimacy deepens. The levels of passion are fiery. You can have both when you learn how to cultivate both. When you learn how to cultivate your own interdependence as a coupledom. Cultivating your sovereignty and cultivating interdependence. And learning how to express, how to collaborate, how to express, how to be in your own sovereignty, and how to do so in ways that feel in harmony for the relationship. I'm excited. I'm excited for more to come on this topic, more depth on this topic to be baked even deeper. Give me that baked Alaska, baby. I'm going for gold. I'm getting emotional. So there you have it. Yeah. We talked about passion versus safety and how to have both in relationship. And I talked about some misconceptions, some extremes, the way that we view passion in society. Yeah, but we want to have healthy passion. We want to have that fuego. We want to have that desire for our partner where it's not created in a way that is unhealthy, that's tumultuous, that's in and out. And we also talked about safety, misnomers about safety, and how that often goes into codependence or that roommate dynamics that's created where you lose the passion, stifles it. And how do we create a sense of safety within self, within our communication, so that the passion can thrive? If you loved this episode, leave us a review. It would mean so, so much to the podcast. This is how podcasts work. This is how we carry the mission. Get more eyes and ears on the pod. Get more people feeling each other, having deeper intimacy, deeper levels of connection, deeper levels of pasión. Because who don't want fuego, baby? I'm wearing red. I'm wearing red today. For this, unintentionally, but that was a beautiful synchronicity. So, I love you. I love you, beautiful people. And I look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, may all your unions be divine.